Carter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been sentenced to time already served in Britain as part of a plea agreement with the U.S. Justice Department that secures his freedom. The plea was entered Wednesday in a U.S. court in Saipan, the capital of the Northern Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Pacific. The deal resolves a criminal case involving the receipt and publication of war logs and diplomatic cables that detailed U.S. military wrongdoing in Iraq and Afghanistan. The U.S. military showed reporters its peer project in Gaza as it takes another attempt at aid delivery. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
A $230 million pier project that the U.S. has built on the coast of Gaza to deliver badly needed humanitarian aid to Palestinians is running again. The military toured international journalists around the pier on Tuesday. It was the first time foreign media was able to witness its operations. Reporters saw U.S. vessels ferrying trucks full of aid from large cargo ships stationed out at sea to the pier. The trucks then drove the aid to the beach. Though aid is making it that far, it still faces distribution difficulties. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The United States is urgently working towards a diplomatic agreement that would allow Israeli and Lebanese civilians to return to their homes on both sides of the border. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Tuesday during a meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
Hezbollah's provocations threaten to drag the Israeli and Lebanese people into a war that they do not want.
Shelling on Israel's northern border has led to the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from areas on both sides of the frontier and has escalated in recent weeks, leading to fears of an all-out Israel-Hezbollah war. This is VOA News. Kenyan President William Ruto said on Tuesday security was his utmost priority after protest against a bill to raise taxes descended into deadly violence. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner with more.
Scenes of chaos in Nairobi on Tuesday after protests against higher taxes turned deadly. Video showed some bodies lifeless in the street after police fired on demonstrators trying to storm the legislature, killing at least five people and wounding dozens more.
Mr. Speaker, sir, I'm here to address you.
Footage obtained by Reuters showed some protesters inside Kenya's National Assembly chamber demanding the resignation of Kenya's President William Ruto. In a televised address to the nation, Ruto said the security of Kenyans remained his utmost priority and blamed the violence on, quote, dangerous criminals.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. International court is seeking arrest of Russian officials over attacks on Ukrainian civilian targets.
The court's accusing former defense minister Sergei Shoigu and chief of staff General Valery Gerasimov of war crimes and the crime against humanity of inhuman acts. The court says warrants were issued because judges considered there were reasonable grounds to believe the men are responsible for missile strikes carried out by the Russian armed forces against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure from October 10, 2022 until at least March 9, 2023. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. health officials have been warning doctors to be alert for dengue cases as the tropical disease breaks international records. Dengue is spread by mosquitoes and has been surging worldwide. The virus remains less common in the continental United States, but in the 50 states so far this year, there have been three times more cases than at the same point last year. Most were infections that travelers got abroad, but officials warn of the growing threat locally acquired from the bites of U.S. mosquitoes. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a health alert to doctors on Tuesday. North Korea may have used hypersonic missile in a failed launch, according to South Korea's military. South Korea says that North Korea may have had that hypersonic missile. The failed launch occurred when the device exploded in midair. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.